Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaura Gopinath Sharmakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Tour Dham Ki Jai. Ravaji Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Gangamaya Jamuna Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaura Premana Ki Jai. All glories to the Son. All glories to the Assembly. All glories to the Assembly. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vitsi Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Kacharni, your souls to sing the Vedic Pasuka Jada Sakarni Vandayam Sri Guru Sri Matapakamalam Sri Guru and Vaishnavam Sri Sri Rupam Sadhujatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidam Stam Sajivam. Sadvaitam, Sadhutam, Parijana, Sahita, Krishna, Chaitanya, Veda, Sri Radha, Krishna, Param, Sahagana, Vata, Sri Shakam, Vitamsha, Panchaka, Pachubhasa, Kipasin, Vyavata, Pritya, Padre, Vyavata, 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. January 13, 2015, at Gita Nagari Borough in Indonesia. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Brahma's Prayers for the Creative Energy, Text 23, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes?
3923.
What?
3923. Skanda Tiga Bhagavatam Vilanaya Prabhu Tiga.
So we have the verse up there?
Yeah, it's up on the board.
Esa prapana vadado ramatma saktya.
Esa prapana vadado ramatma saktya.
Yad yad karishati grihita gunam batar. Tasmin svavikrama idam srijato picheto. Karma shalam chayata vijayam. Esa prapana vada. Yeah, okay, we'll do this. Esa prapana vadado ramayatma saktya.
Esa prapana vadado ramayatma saktya.
Karisha tigrahita gunavratara.
Karisha tigrahita gunavratara.
Tasmin savikrama idam srijato picheto.
Tasmin savikrama idam srijato picheto.
Yunjita karma shamalam chayata vijayam.
Yunjita karma shamalam chayata
Esha prasanna varado ramayatma satya.
Esha prasanna varado ramayatma satya.
Yat karishyati gita gunavatara. Tasmin svavikramamidam srijato picheto. Yunjita karma samalam sayata vijayam.
Yunjita karma samalam sayata vijayam.
Esa prapana varadora mayatma saktya.
Esa prapana varadora mayatma saktya.
Yadya kalisha tigita tigunavatara.
Yadya kalisha tigita tigunavatara.
Thank you.
Sakti.
Esa Prapana Varadura Mayadma Sakti.
Esa Prapana Varadura Mayadma Sakti.
Varadha,
Varada,
benefactor,
yang memberi berkat.
Ramaya,
Ramaya,
enjoying always with the goddess of fortune Lakshmi.
Selalu menikmati bersama Dewi keberuntungan Lakshmi.
Atma Shakya, with his internal potency.
Bersama tenaga dalamnya.
Yat-yat. Whatever.
Apapun.
Karishyati.
He may act.
Ia bisa bertindak.
Grihita.
Accepting.
Menerima.
Guna avatara. Incarnation of the mode of goodness.
Penjelmaan sifat kebaikan.
Tasmin. Unto him.
Kepadanya.
Swavikrama. With omnipotency.
Bersama mahasaktinya.
Idam.
This cosmic manifestation.
Perwujudan jagat raya ini.
Srijataha.
Creating.
Menciptakan.
Api.
In spite of.
Walaupun.
Chetaha.
Heart.
Bahia.
Yunjita. Be engaged.
Menjadi tekun.
Karma. Work.
Pekerjaan.
Shamalam.
Material affection.
Rasa sayang bersifat duniawi.
Cha.
Also.
Juga.
Yata.
As much as.
Sebanyak.
Vijayam.
I can give up.
Saya bisa meninggalkan.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Terjemahan dari Srila Prabhupada.
So we say it together, or how do you do this?
Well, you just read it in English, and I'll read it in Indonesian.
One after the other at the same time.
You want to do it like that?
Did you just tell me how you want to do it?
Okay, you read it in English first, and then I'll read it in Indonesian.
The Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is always the benefactor of the surrendered souls. His activities are always enacted through his internal potency Rama, or the goddess of fortune. I pray only to engage in his service in the creation of the material world, and I pray that I not be materially affected by my works, for thus I may be able to give up the false prestige of being the creator.
Tuhan yang Maha Esa, kepribadian Tuhan yang Maha Esa, selalu memberi berkat pada roh-roh yang menyerahkan diri. Kegiatannya selalu dilaksanakan melalui tenaga dalamnya, Rama atau Dewi keberuntungan. Saya Hanya berdoa, kiranya saya dapat menekuni pengabdian kepadanya dalam menciptakan dunia material. Dan saya berdoa, kiranya saya tidak dipengaruhi oleh hal-hal material. Dari pekerjaanku, sebab dengan demikian aku dapat meninggalkan rasa bangga yang palsu akibat diri saya menjadi pencipta.
So how do you want to do the purport? Me and then you, or you want me to just do it simultaneously?
You read it through and then I'll read it through.
Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the matter of material creation, maintenance and destruction, there are three incarnations of the material modes of nature, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. But the Lord's incarnation is Vishnu, and his eternal potency is a supreme energy for the total activities. Brahma, who is only an assistant in the modes of creation, wanted to remain in his actual position as an instrument of the Lord, instead of becoming puffed up by the false prestige of thinking himself the creator. That is the way of becoming dear to the Supreme Lord and receiving his benediction. Foolish men want to take credit for all the creations made by them, but intelligent persons know very well that not a blade of grass can move without the will of the Lord. Thus, all the credit for wonderful creations must go to him. By spiritual consciousness only can one be free from the contamination of material affection and thus receive the benedictions offered by the Lord.
Penjelasan dari Srila Prabhupada. Dalam hal penciptaan material, penciptaan pemeliharaan dan peluburan material, ada tiga penjelmaan sifat alam material, yakni Brahma, Vishnu, dan Maheshwara. Tetapi penjelmaan Tuhan sebagai Vishnu dalam tenaga, di tenaga dalamnya adalah tenaga paling tinggi untuk seluruh kegiatan. Brahma hanyalah pembantu dalam sifat-sifat ciptaan, dan dia ingin tetap dalam kedudukannya sebagai alat Tuhan dan tidak ingin menjadi sombong akibat rasa bangga yang palsu dengan memikirkan dirinya sebagai pencipta. Itulah cara menjadi tersayangi oleh Tuhan Yang Maha Esa dan menerima berkatnya. Orang bodoh ingin mendapat pujian atas segala ciptaan yang dilakukannya, tetapi orang cerdas mengetahui dengan sangat baik bahwa tiada sedaun rumput pun yang bergerak tanpa kehendak Tuhan. Demikian, segala pemujian atas ciptaan ajaib harus diberikan kepada beliau. Melalui kesadaran rohani saja, seseorang dapat dibebaskan dari pencemaran rasa sayang material dan dapat menerima berkat yang diberikan oleh Tuhan. Hare Krishna.
Isa prapana varado ramayatma sakshakya yad yat karishyati grihita gunavatara tasmin savikrama idam srijato picheto unjita karma shamalam chayata vichaya. So here it speaks of the Lord as Varada, the benefactor, and we are always desiring to get benedictions. Everybody wants success and benedictions. Everything we are doing in our life is in order to get some sort of success, some sort of a good result, some sort of benefit. The problem is that we're not very sure what is the real benefit, what is the real success, how do we attain, how do we attain benediction in our life, nor do we know very clearly what is the way to do that. Another problem is that in material consciousness we think ourselves the doer.
We have the words here,
karishyati and karma, activities done by the doer.
Generally,
in material consciousness, we think, I am the doer, and I am going to do activities which will then give me a good result. However, we can consider whether or not that kind of consciousness really gives us what we want. After all, we can think of all of the plans that we have made, all of the desires that we have had, and ask whether or not we really know how to achieve those results by our actions. Do all of our actions result in good success, or do we sometimes make mistakes? Sometimes the very things that we think will give us good results give us bad results. And sometimes the things that we avoid and think will give us bad results actually give us good results. We are not able to judge which actions are going to give us success. And even worse than that, we do not even understand what is success. Generally, we think success means to live a long, healthy life, to have a beautiful home, to have a lot of money, to have a good reputation from people in general. But we all know people in the world who have all of these things, and yet they are not happy. Right? One will always hear in the news of some rich, famous person who commits suicide or who commits some kind of crime. So we don't even know what is success. So we have so far two problems.
Right?
We don't know what will be the result of our own actions. What we think will be good is sometimes bad. What we think will be bad is sometimes good. And we don't even know what is good. We don't even know what to strive for. Then, on top of all that, we are not fully the doer. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ahankara Vimudhatma, only the fool, the mudha, thinks, I am the doer. Factually, Krishna says, everything is being done by the material nature. So we are thinking that I am going to be the one who will be the architect of my own fortune. I will arrange my own fortune. And the result of these three misunderstandings, that I don't know what is good and what is bad, I don't know what actions will result in good, what actions will result in bad, I cannot even properly identify what is success, and I don't even know who is the doer. Make it so that I am simply bewildered. Right? We can understand that I am not the ultimate doer. Am I completely in control of my actions? Can I completely control what I do? Can I say whether or not I will be healthy in the next 5 minutes, or whether I will get injured? I am not in control of what's happening. But when one has these three illusions, then one is going to suffer in this world. So Lord Brahma wants to have a different consciousness. Lord Brahma wants to have the consciousness of the truth. The truth is that the Lord is the doer. The Lord is the doer. And he is acting through the modes of material nature. Guna avatara. He is using the modes of material nature to accomplish what he wants in the world. And the Lord is the doer for real benedictions. Varada. He knows what is actually good for us, and he knows the means of getting there. And the way to act in that consciousness is to act as his instrument. To act as his instrument. So let us look at each of these. First of all, the Lord is the ultimate doer. He is described here as Ramyatma Shaktyaha. So he has all shaktis. He has all potencies. I do not have all potencies. I have limited potencies. And even my potencies that I have are by his grace. Like right now, I am speaking. I have some potency to speak. But that is only by his giving me that potency to speak. If he wants to stop my speaking, he can stop it at any time. Also, not just the physical ability to make a sound, But the intelligence to know what to say, that is really his intelligence. It is not mine. And he has so much potency that just like we are offering so many nice flowers on the altar, we were walking last night and you could smell all of the wonderful flowers. I don't know what you call it, but the lang lang and the rajapani and the champaka, all these nice flowers. So how amazing. These are just growing from the dirt. And just in the dirt and the sunshine and the water. So if we smell the dirt and we smell the water and we smell the sunshine, there's no, where is the fragrance coming from? But yet, from these things, we get the lang lang flower, we get the champak flower,
and the
smell is so amazing, you can smell from a long way away. So what is this potency to turn dirt and sun and water into fragrance? So he has all potencies. Whatever potency I have is simply coming from him. Right? And he has the potency also. We are eating what comes from the earth. We are eating the rice. We are eating the avocado. We are eating the oranges. And what are they also? They are just transformations of the sunlight and the dirt and the water. And Krishna is turning them into all different flavors and all different colors and all different tastes. And then I am eating it and it is turning into hair. And it is turning into fingernails and skin and eyes. So I do not even know how this is happening. This body that we have, it is a transformation of the sunlight and the dirt and the water. So how is he doing that? He has all potencies. Just like, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a little boy, he was eating dirt. And his mother said to him, "Why are you eating dirt? I give you so many nice sweets and you are eating dirt." And Mahaprabhu said, "But the sweets and the dirt, they are the same." And his mother said, "Doesn't work like that. Like you make dirt into a pot, you can carry water. If you pour the water on the earth, you cannot carry it at all. It is simply spoiled." So somehow Krishna has such potency. He is turning the sun and the dirt and the water into an avocado. And then he is turning that into a body. So I don't have this potency. I don't know how this is happening. This is the Lord's potency. He therefore has the ability to act. And anything I am doing is by his potency. He is the fire of digestion. He is the light of the sun. He is the fragrance of the earth. He is the taste of the water. And whatever I am doing by his potency. So I am not really the doer. I am the doer in cooperation with him. I am not an independent doer. And this is what Brahma is asking to understand. It is Krishna's potency working through me in cooperation with me that gets anything done. And then Krishna knows what is success and what is not success. He is the Varada. He is the giver of benedictions. I don't know, but he knows. And Krishna is giving, as Lord Brahma is saying, he is giving all benediction to his surrendered devotee. We have the word here, prapanna. All success to his surrendered devotee. So we may say, well, we know of many surrendered devotees, and they do not achieve success. We know of surrendered devotees who are poor. We know of surrendered devotees who are sick. We know of surrendered devotees who die at a young age. Right before I came here, I was in India. I met with Jai Pataka Swami, and he said to me in Indonesian, "You have a long life."
Jaya Prakasa Swami bilang pada saya,
I said, I don't know if I want a long life.
Saya bilang, saya tidak tahu apakah saya menginginkan.
But we may think, well, there are so many surrendered devotees, and they did not get this benediction. They did not get this success. But Krishna knows what is the real benediction. The real benediction is not just to live a long life in the world. The real benediction is not to be rich. The real benediction is not even to be healthy. The real benediction is not to be famous. As we said, we know so many people who have all of these things, and still they are not happy. The real benediction is to change one's consciousness. The real benediction is to understand. Ajaunicha shasvatoyam purano nahangite hanyamaneshu. Dearest Tatra Namunite, I am not this body. I am a part of God. I am a spiritual being. The real benediction is to wake up, Jivera Swarupaya Krishnara Nityadasha, to understand I am a servant of the Lord, to wake up to my particular rasa, my particular relationship with the Lord, and to wake up and understand, oh, I am Krishna's friend, or I am Krishna's beloved, or I am Krishna's parent, and to be absorbed in that prasan atma, savaipum samparo dharma, vito bhaktir hoituki apritiyata, yad yatma supersedisi, to wake up to this unlimited happiness. That is the real benediction. To have happiness that is unlimited. Anandam gurivardhanam. And to have this unlimited happiness that is not dependent on whether I am old or young, whether I am sick or healthy, whether I am rich or poor, whether I get honor or dishonor from other people. That is the real benediction. To be liberated from these different conditions. Materially, we think that happiness and success is to get these conditions, but the real success is to become liberated from these conditions, not to be dependent on these conditions for my happiness. Wouldn't that be very nice? That we could be happy if people were criticizing us or they were praising us. That we could be happy if we were sick or we were healthy. That we could be happy if we were rich or we were poor. That is actual benediction. That we are not dependent on material conditions for our happiness. That we could have within our heart a television station where we are seeing the leelas of the Lord at every time. And just imagine if in your heart you could turn your television to a Krishna station and there you could see Krishna playing with his friends and stealing butter and dancing with the gopis. And you could turn to the Ramachandra station and there you could see Ravana being killed and Sita being rescued. So we have this television set in our heart. It is already there. And this is the real success, is to have the pastimes of the Lord. To have these pastimes of the Lord and our relationship with the Lord manifest in our heart. And to see that we have nothing to do with this material world, that we are simply here for the mission of the Lord. So that is the success that Krishna gives to the devotee. And the third thing is that Krishna knows the way to success. He knows how to achieve success. Success is not achieved simply by being intelligent and by working hard. So many intelligent people work hard and they do not achieve success even as defined materially. But the real way to be success is to connect with the Lord as an instrument. This is what Brahma is asking for. Let me act in the consciousness as your instrument. And that is actual humility. We sometimes think that humility means just to say, oh, I am very bad and I am very low. So, of course, the acharyas do speak like this, and that is part of humility. But humility doesn't mean in some depression way. It doesn't mean to be sad. Humility is very joyful. That although I am very bad, and although I am very low, although I have so many faults, still, the Lord is using me as His instrument. He is working with me to do His purpose in the world. And I can feel that connection with Him. I can feel that He is working through me on a material level. When someone uses us as their instrument, it's not very pleasant. But when Krishna is using us as His instrument, we feel so enlivened, because then we feel that connection with the Supreme. And then, as Krishna's instrument, like it says here, Swavikrama. So Vikram means here omnipotency. He has all potency. Then going through us is all of the Lord's Shakti and all of the Lord's potency. And then we can do such wonderful things that we don't even know how we're doing
it.
Just like we have Kardama Muni, who created this aerial mansion in the sky. Kardama. He created this aerial mansion in the sky, and he didn't even know how he did it, and he's just looking, wow, what have I done? And so it is like that. When Krishna's potencies and Krishna's energies are working through us, we can do amazing things. So instead of thinking, I am the doer, understand that Krishna is the doer, and He is the doer with His wonderful potencies. Instead of looking for success in something external in the world, which is temporary and not satisfying, we look for success internally in spiritual consciousness. And instead of thinking, I am going to achieve benedictions by my own intelligence and hard work, we understand I will achieve success by being an instrument of the Lord. This is something that we can achieve right now. It's not something that we have to wait until, oh, tomorrow when I am an advanced devotee, then I will achieve this. But we should be achieving this now, and now, and now, at every moment, to be aware of Krishna's potency. How wonderful Krishna is acting, even through the sunlight, through water, through our digestion, through our intelligence. How wonderful His Shaktis are, how wonderful His Vikrama is, His great omnipotency. To have our goal fixed at every moment on what is the real success, what is the real benediction, that the real benediction is to awaken myself to spiritual consciousness, and to always be conscious of acting as Krishna's instrument. Krishna, may I act as your instrument now. May I act as your instrument now. May I act as your instrument now. How can I act as your instrument now to awaken my inner consciousness? And how can I always be in wonder at your potencies around
me?
And we can do that now, this moment, sitting in this room. How can I, in this moment, act as your instrument to awaken my inner consciousness by your grace, by your potency? And how can I use your grace and your potency not only to awaken my inner consciousness, but also to awaken this inner consciousness in everyone around me? And this is true whether I am working with the plants, whether I am working with the animals, whether I am working with other people, whether I am working with objects. How can I act as your instrument to awaken this inner consciousness through your potency? That is humility, that is truth, and that opens the door to unlimited happiness. What time do we end?
Biasanya sampai jam berapa? 6 o'clock.
So we have time if there's questions?
Ada tanya jawab, ya. Ya, Mas Adi, silakan.
Dikatakan kita sebagai orang yang beriman, dari mana datangnya rasa ego dan keakalan yang palsu?
It's said that we are noble souls. So where does this where does this false ego come from?
That we are what souls?
No, you said we are in essence we are actually spirit souls. We are actually noble.
Oh, noble.
So where does this false ego come from?
It is simply misusing something that is good.
Itu bangkit karena kita menyalahgunakan sesuatu yang baik.
So this garland is very nice.
Kalungan bunga ini bagus.
It's full of fragrance. It is full of beauty.
Dan juga sangat indah.
But I can still use it to strangle you.
Masih bisa juga digunakan untuk mencekik leher orang.
Where does that come from?
Itu dari mana?
That's not the purpose.
Itu bukan tujuannya yang sebenarnya.
The person who made this garland,
orang yang membuat kalungan bunga ini,
was made for a good purpose.
Membuatnya dengan tujuan yang baik.
But one can, I have
tapi,
freedom, I can misuse it.
Saya punya kebebasan, saya bisa saja menyalahgunakannya.
Without freedom, you're not alive.
Tanpa kebebasan, kita tidak hidup.
Just like this cartel, it has
seperti
no freedom.
Kartel ini ada gunanya, ada maksudnya.
It cannot choose how it is, what it is doing.
Kalau dia tidak bisa memilih, dia dipakai untuk apa?
It cannot say, I don't want to play instrument. I don't want to play music.
Kapalnya tidak bisa bilang, saya tidak mau berbunyi.
It cannot say no.
Tidak bisa bilang tidak.
Come here.
Dia bilang
no. I just take it.
Kita ambil saja, itu alat, benda.
It has to obey me.
Dia harus mengikuti perintahku.
But that's not pleasure.
Tapi itu bukan kebahagiaan.
Pleasure is with someone who is alive.
Kebahagiaan bisa didapat bersama orang yang masih atau sesuatu yang masih hidup.
How we get some pleasure from our machines?
Kita bisa dapat kesenangan dari mesin-mesin.
You know, I push the button and it does what I want it to do.
Mesin itu bekerja sesuai dengan kehendakku.
But that's not really a relationship.
Tapi itu bukanlah hubungan.
I don't have a relationship
saya
with my machine.
Tidak mempunyai hubungan dengan benda ini.
Because it's not alive.
Karena dia tidak hidup.
And alive means it can say no.
Dan kalau yang hidup bisa menolak.
Nobody wants to marry a machine.
Tidak ada orang yang mau menikah dengan sebuah mesin.
But your husband, your wife, they can say no.
Suami dan istri kita bisa bilang tidak.
But that is what makes it pleasurable.
Itulah yang membuatnya membahagiakan kita.
Because when my machine says yes, it doesn't mean it loves me.
Mesin ku bilang ya, tapi tidak berarti mesin itu sayang pada kita.
It doesn't mean anything.
Itu tidak berarti apa-apa.
When I press the button, my machine turns on.
Saya pencet tombol, mesinku hidup.
There's no meaning.
Tidak ada artinya.
But when someone I love says yes,
bila mana ada yang ku sayangi bilang ya,
it means something.
Maka itu ada artinya bagiku.
But it only means something because they can say no.
Hanya berarti sesuatu karena mereka bisa saja bilang tidak.
So Krishna wants loving
Krishna
relationships.
Krishna menginginkan hubungan cinta bakti dengan
life.
Kita dengan sesuatu yang hidup.
And life means we can say no.
Hidup berarti kita bisa saja bilang tidak.
Krishna will not force.
Krishna tidak akan memaksakan.
Is that okay?
Apakah terjawab?
I think the false ego comes because we forget Krishna. Do you think that's true, Madhavi?
No, we forget Krishna because of false ego.
Oh, yeah. Kita melupakan Krishna karena keakuan palsu, kata Madhavi.
Because if as soon as you want false ego,
begitu,
you cannot remember Krishna.
Kita menginginkan keakuan palsu, maka kita segera lupa pada Krishna.
It will interfere.
Akan mencampuri urusan kita.
If we're wondering, why do I not remember Krishna all day?
Kalau kita berpikir, kenapa saya tidak bisa ingat pada Krishna sepanjang hari?
It's because we don't want to.
Kalau kita tidak ingin ingat pada Krishna sepanjang hari.
They will make it very inconvenient.
Karena itu akan mengganggu kita. Menjadi tidak nyaman.
Now Krishna says, "All right, you want to think that you are the doer."
Kalian ingin pikir dirimu adalah pelaku?
Okay, I will hide.
Silakan, aku akan menyembunyikan diri.
Just like the child says, "I want to do it myself."
Anak berpikir saya ingin melakukannya sendiri.
We say, "Okay, you do it yourself."
Ya, okay, silakan coba.
Don't watch me.
Saya tidak mau dimaki.
So we are kind of, you know, we are still there.
We are still masih ada.
I remember when my father taught me how to ride a bicycle. So first he was holding on to the bicycle while I was riding.
Dia pegang sepedanya.
And then he let go, but he was still there.
Kemudian dia
and I'm riding the bicycle, but he's still there to catch me.
Saya kemudian bisa bersepeda.
But I want to think, oh, go away, so I can ride
saya
by
bilang,
myself.
Bapak, silakan pergi, saya sudah bisa.
So I want to say to Krishna, I am doing everything by myself, you go away.
Kita pikir saya bisa sendiri, Krishna tidak usah.
But then when we try to do it by ourselves, then we just make a mess.
Kita melakukannya sendiri, mencoba melakukan sendiri.
We make a mess.
Maka semuanya jadi kacau.
So Krishna says, "Oh, do you want me to come back now?"
Krishna bilang, "Apakah kalian ingin saya kembali lagi bersama kalian?" Ada pertanyaan lagi, Prabhu atau Mataji? Mumpung ada Mataji di sini. Ya, Prabhu Chidanari, silakan.
Orang yang sudah bertindak dalam kesadaran Krishna ini, tapi kalau mereka belum berserah diri pada guru, apakah Krishna mau mengambil?
If someone is acting in Krishna consciousness, but they have not, or they are not surrendering to their guru, will Krishna accept that?
Sometimes.
Kadang-kadang.
That happened with Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj. Contohnya Bali Maharaj. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Kadang-kadang Krishna mau.
But generally not.
Tapi umumnya tidak.
Raghunath Das Goswami explains that one has to have love for one's guru.
Raghunath Das Goswami menerangkan bahwa kita harus mempunyai rasa sayang pada guru.
That is the first thing.
Itulah hal yang pertama.
We also have the interesting story with Vijay Chaitanya and Shyamananda. Vijay Chaitanya and Shyamananda.
Yeah.
So Vijay Chaitanya had told Shyamananda,
"You go to
Vrindavan and study under Jiva Goswami." So Vijay Chaitanya was the Diksha Guru and Jiva Goswami was the Shiksha Guru. And there in Vrindavan, Shyamananda, actually his name was not Shyamananda then, it was Sukhi Krishna Das. So he had a vision of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani took her ankle jewelry and made a new tilak for him. And she said, "Your name is no longer Sukhi Krishna Das, your name is Shyamananda." So this news came back to the Diksha Guru, Hriday Chaitanya, that your disciple has a new name and your disciple has a new tilak. So Hriday Chaitanya, as the Diksha Guru, was very angry.
Gurunya marah.
He came to Vrindavan and he started yelling at his disciple. What have you done? What have you done? And he was angry at Jiva Goswami also. He said, I told you to be the Shiksha Guru, and now you're taking my disciple against me. And Jiva Goswami said, no, I didn't do anything. And then Radharani came to Hriday Chaitanya in a dream and said, I have, this is my work. I have done this.
Saya yang melakukan semua ini.
And then Hriday Chaitanya accepted.
Hriday Chaitanya menerima.
So there's some, maybe some circumstances.
Ada keadaan-keadaan khusus.
Of course, we have to say, what does it mean to be surrendered to Guru?
Tentu kita juga harus mengatakan apa yang dimaksud menyerahkan diri pada Guru.
So we say, Sakshat Hari Trena Samasta Shastra. We say that Guru
kita
is worshipped as much as Hari.
Kita, Guru,
but the Guru is not literally Hari.
Tapi Guru bukan Hari.
The Guru is a jiva.
Guru
so it's
jiva.
Not exactly the same. If
tidak
the Guru says, I am God, so then that is offense. Also, Srila Prabhupada said that the Guru does not say, I am your best friend. If the Guru says, I am your best friend, they are bogus.
The Guru says, Krishna is your best friend.
But because the Guru is giving you Krishna, therefore the Guru is also your best friend. But of course, it's also surrender doesn't just mean that one doesn't ask questions, or one doesn't discuss, or one doesn't have any opinion. It doesn't mean that we become like a robot. Even with Krishna, Krishna does not want, again, a machine.
Krishna
wants a person. So we find Arjuna is sometimes arguing with Krishna. Arjuna says to Krishna, I don't like your instructions. You're telling me to fight this war at the same time you are telling me to engage in Bhuti Yoga. So your instructions seem opposite to me. So we find that this is there even with Krishna. And there's a very nice story in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Advaita Acharya is saying that Lord Chaitanya has a spiritual master, that Ishwara Puri and Keshava Bharati, they are the spiritual masters of Lord Chaitanya. And Advaita Acharya's son, Achyutananda, got very angry at his father. And he said to his father, why are you preaching some false philosophy? Why are you saying that Lord Chaitanya has a guru? He said, Lord Chaitanya is the master of the universe. How can he have a guru? I don't like this philosophy you're preaching. And Advaita Acharya did not get angry. Although Achyutananda is his son, son is also like a disciple. He said, I am so happy that you are challenging what I said. So being surrendered to the guru doesn't mean that we don't have our intelligence. Prabhupada said that blind following is condemned. It doesn't mean that we don't ask questions. It doesn't mean that we have to agree with everything. Surrender means that there is love, there is affection, and that we are committed to the mission of the spiritual master, that we are committed to the mood of the spiritual master. And we have dedicated our life to the spiritual master. It doesn't mean that we lose our individuality. It doesn't mean that we don't have a different perspective. Just like Advaita Acharya was speaking from one perspective, and his son was speaking from another perspective. And Advaita Acharya was very pleased. Srila Prabhupada with his disciples, often had different opinions and different perspectives. But as long as they were all within his mission, Prabhupada was very pleased.
Mereka masih dalam misi Prabhupada, Prabhupada masih menerima mereka.
Krishna likes variety.
Krishna suka keanekaragaman.
Just even this flower, there are so many varieties.
Di bunga ini banyak keanekaragaman.
So many colors of this one kind of flower.
Dari bunga yang satu ini, bunganya macam-macam.
And this flower, some of them are orange, some are yellow, some are green. And then so many different kinds of flowers.
Banyak jenis bunga dalam karungan bunga.
So many kinds of flowers and then kinds of kinds.
Kemudian dari setiap jenis ada pun keanekaragamannya.
So sometimes we make a garland out of all flowers the same.
Kita bikin karungan bunga, bunganya sama semua.
And this garland's all different kinds.
Yang satu ini banyak jenis bunga.
That is beautiful, yeah?
Itu indah, kan?
It's pleasing.
Nah, itu menyenangkan.
This flower has one kind of smell.
Ada wanginya. Bunga ini wanginya seperti
and this
ini.
Has a different kind of smell.
Yang ini lain wanginya.
And this has a different kind of smell.
Lagi.
And they're different colors.
Dan warnanya pun berbeda-beda.
And they're also different shapes.
Juga bentuknya pun berbeda.
Well, this shape is beautiful.
Ini
the
indah.
And this shape is also beautiful.
Ini pun indah.
And this is also beautiful.
Dan ini juga.
And they are all working in harmony
semuanya
to make a garland.
Bekerja sama untuk menjadi satu karungan bunga.
That you then offer to Guru.
Yang kemudian kita persembahkan pada Guru.
Like that.
Seperti itu.
So being surrendered to Guru doesn't mean we all become the same.
Tidak berarti kita semua menjadi sama.
We don't all become the same as Guru.
Kita pun tidak menjadi sama seperti Guru kita.
We are individuals.
Karena kita ini individu. Kita
individual means
masing-masing.
We have an opinion.
Kita punya pendapat.
We have something we like.
Ada yang kita sukai.
Otherwise, there's no meaning to individual.
Kalau tidak, itu individu atau kepribadian tidak ada artinya.
But we work in harmony.
Tapi kita bekerja sama.
For the pleasure.
Untuk menyenangkan hati Guru dan Krishna.
Is that okay?
Itu jelas? Yes.
So I think we should end now.
Kita menang. Sekian dulu. Terima kasih.
Prabhupada ki jai.